Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Hi, I'm Kristen Bell, and if you know my husband, Dax, then you also know he loves shopping for a car. Selling a car? Not so much.
We're really doing this, huh?
Thankfully, Carvana makes it easy. Answer a few questions, put in your VIN or license, and done. We sold ours in minutes this morning, and they'll come pick it up and pay us this afternoon.
Goodbye, Truckee.
Of course, we kept the favorite.
Hello, other Truckee.
Sell your car with Carvana today. Terms and conditions apply.
Somewhere along the way, we all come face to face with the gatekeeper. Watcher of the road ahead, protector of the path before us, he is your defining moment. The reason you either go home or push forward. He's where your story ends or begins. And see, I've met him before, many times, this gatekeeper, guardian of all that's worth possessing, acquiring, and conquering. I've witnessed the pain he inflicts, the doubt he manufactures, the obstacles he creates. And what's interesting about the things in life worth having is that they're never easy to obtain. The universe has this way of making sure you really want those things you say you want. Because a lot of people talk, and they wish, and they project. But what they fail to see is that it's not until the wheels hit the road that the truth materializes. There is a cost for everything. You don't get day without night, or courage without fear, or bliss without pain. The road to every kingdom travels through hostile territory, and the harder you pull that arrow back, the more power it contains as it leaps forward. Resistance in life, it's not a detriment, it is a simple triage process in which only those willing to endure the cost of excellence are able to access its bounties. You can have all the world if you give all of yourself. The question is, when the gatekeeper approaches and it's decision time, what's your move? We are a product of the pain we endure, the sacrifices we make, the struggles we overcome. Let's not complicate that which is simple. It's not the universe, but your mind that needs convincing. Because once that floodgate opens, water is walkable, walls are climbable. Once you empower yourself, the status quo is left powerless, with no option but to watch you bend life to your will. It's not during the easy times, but the midst of your journey, the heart of your race, when you most wanna pack your bags and call it a day, that gatekeeper stands before you, hand extended, whispering that you want it, but maybe not that bad. And it's in that exact moment that you dig deep, look him in the eyes, and show that there was never a doubt. Only belief. And no matter what awaits, you'll endure, you'll break through. Because gatekeeper or not, that's who you are. Reality. I've been wondering about you. Whether you truly are a protector of truth, or just a diversion from it. You've always been the first one to define, to limit, to paint the world in black and white. But reality, there's so much color. You and the impossible, you aren't so different, are you? You simply precede it. You're not an endpoint, you're a beginning. And I'm not here to obey your laws or follow your guidelines, but to break you down and build you back up. You work for me now. The old rules, they're...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
No more. You can call it make-believe if you have to, impossible if you must, but reality, I have a story to write. In one way or another, it will be written. See, the world is a big place, and so is the opportunity contained within it. Much bigger than what you describe, far grander than what you put forward, and the adventure is in finding that greatness around every corner. Trading the old for the new, and the good for the great. Reality, you are not given, you are made, and right now is only the beginning. There is always a way out. And anytime that's forgotten, anytime things seem hopeless, take a step back and realize that your situation is self-induced. Your outlook is working against you. There is, with 100% certainty, a solution that exists for your problem. You need to know that, because obviously there are going to be times when things feel impossible, when your talent, your progress, and your potential are camouflaged. You wouldn't be able to see them if they were 2 inches from your face. But the scariest thing about that darkness isn't the dark itself, right? It's the fear that comes from not knowing. It's the idea that the next plausible step is now concealed. Of course you question your future. You can't see it. But check this out. How much of a difference would it make if while you stood there in total darkness, in pitch black, you knew that to your left, to your right, in front of you, and behind you, there was your light switch. There was your solution. All you had to do was reach out and find it, to stay composed and trust that it's there. If you want to change your life, spend less time questioning the destination and more time creating the map. The question is never if. The only internal debate worth having is how. Doubt is what kills progress. It diminishes dreams, not the process, not failure. You will experience setbacks. You will question whether the pursuit is worth it, and that's amazing. Because every single human in history that wanted more than what they currently had dealt with that. Now you're at your fork in the road, and you can panic, you can turn around, or you can reach out 3 feet and recreate your momentum. And I guarantee you that to get where you're going, you will face that dilemma over and over again. Your future comes down to whether you choose to see past the illusion of darkness. Whether you're sensible enough to understand that every day the sun comes up and night retreats. Not only are you stronger than the unknown, you decide its fate. Look, you don't need to have all the answers. Just find your switch, create your light, get to the next stop. Because soon enough, you'll look back and realize, under the cover of darkness, you have arrived. Show them who you are. As Emerson said, to be yourself in a world that is constantly trying to make you something else is the greatest accomplishment. It is nothing short of courage to walk into that dark cave that is your potential. To become a pioneer of uncharted worlds in search of who you might become. It is courage to leave what will be accepted for an idea that will certainly be misunderstood, at least initially. It means you're playing by new rules, using new metrics. Not the rubric that's already been handed out. No, anything but that. And that is the fundamental difference between those who create and those who react. Those who fight to discover who they are, and those who hide behind the mask of acceptance. It's courage. See, anyone can criticize. Anyone can condemn or tear down. But who's willing to run the gauntlet? Who's willing to subject themselves to that hell? Who wants something better so bad that they'd trade comfort and the reassurance of now for a life to ultimately be proud of, to be excited? When the sun comes through the window, when they jump out of bed in the morning. There are most definitely complexities in life, and we do our best to understand them, to navigate through them. But that question, that particular question in my mind will always be simple. Do you have the courage to show them who you are, to make that decision? Not reflect back their wishes and their reality like a mirror, but create your own. Harness it. Carry it up the mountain like a torch through the night. See, what I've come to understand is that knowing simply is not enough. Understanding is not enough. Replicating is not enough. What these things lack is you. And if I had to best represent this understanding, it would be like this, right? If you take a musician, a technically sound musician, she can play. a student of music. Well, he can understand and recite. An expert in the craft, well, she can teach. But it's only someone who injects their authentic self into these abilities that can touch the hearts of people around them, change their lives, fill minds with wonder and awe. Because when you take a step back and really see what's going on, the songs that are sung, well, they're not sung because they are the most technical or most advanced, because they followed the rules. No, we sing them because they meant something when we heard them. Their authors had the courage to move a step beyond understanding and into the vulnerability that is self-discovery. That is creation. It is a microcosm of life. And in a world where comfort is not only pushed upon us, but it's the essence of what makes us human, saying no, well, it feels like running uphill. When you blend in, you can't be questioned. When you blend in, you rarely lose. When you blend in, there is no risk. But when you blend in, there is no you. And I'm not suggesting you missed the mark or you lost the battle. I'm suggesting that every once in a while, we need to be reminded that the journey has not even begun. That down the road, you'll see those people around you. They weren't so much concerned about you as they were themselves. That everyone is scared, everyone is unsure, no one knows or has the answer. But man, to see that, to feel that and move forward anyway, to know that you're worthy of a tomorrow greater than today, that is a courage rarely understood. And Emerson gives us, with that message, everything we need. The wisdom to know there's more, and most importantly, the courage to show yourself and the world who you are. A lot can change with the words, "It's okay." My moon is not the same as their moon, and that's, well, it's okay. Same playing field, just different rules. Same sky, different constellations, same clouds, different shapes. We need not permission to follow that star that lights up our world, just a willingness, a comfortability, just a curiosity. Because where the right path provides clues, the wrong one gives instructions. And over time, the difference between the two accumulates, it becomes substantial. Your journey should give you just enough. The moon's radiance should highlight the hand in front of your face, reveal that potential next step. It should expose the options right in front of you, and that is enough. And sure, sometimes it feels like it would be nice to know, to walk an easier path, one that's not your own, have everything lit up, no questions, no mystery. And while there's comfort in taking this path, it's not yours. It's not your journey. It's not your moon. It's not your light, and it won't reveal your answer. So feel free to leave, to walk away, because it's okay. It's okay to not have the answers. It's okay to follow a gut feeling. It's okay to leave the old in pursuit of the new. It's okay to want more, and it's okay to not know where more is. It's okay. I often think if a courageous few are the reason that I'm not writing these words out with a quill pen by candlelight, then think about what my own small acts of courage come. Why not believe, start, try, put myself out there? Why change or concede or surrender to a set of standards that aren't mine, put in place by people who aren't me? Their moon is not the same as my moon. Their path is not my path. And if I'm choosing between seeing a world that I've settled for in its totality, or seeing one that actually means something as it's slowly pieced together, I'm taking the latter every time. Well, how do you know it will work out? The brain asks the heart. You don't. And I think that's exactly how you know you're in the right place. It's when you have all the answers, the certainty, and the reassurance in the world that, well, something may be missing. Not missing from the external, but missing from within as you move through the external. It's the classic square peg in a round hole. And the very reason we should carry on is because it's better to be a square peg in search of a home than to be whatever it is that would keep us safe, quiet, and securely contained within a square box. It's not that my way is right and your way is wrong. It's that for me to live, I must find my way and you, yours. Because a life lived according to someone else's rules is a house built on sand. It may be stunning, extravagant. It may not warrant a second look from someone passing by, but it only takes time to reveal the inherent flaw. It doesn't matter what you build. If it's on top of a bad foundation, it will ultimately come down. Time will take it down. So be wary of where you decide to plant your stake in the ground. Be thoughtful about where your feet take you and the concessions you allow in your life. We often think permission is what separates the present from the ideal. And what I've learned is that time keeps coming, permission does not. To live fully is a self-appointment. There is no letter that comes in the mail explaining this. Although, sometimes I catch myself waiting for its arrival. Where the crowd goes, my instinct begs me to follow. Where the comfort lives, my predisposition is to knock on the door. I'm human. But I know that to resist what comfort offers is the battle of a lifetime. Their moon is not mine. Their solutions will not fix my problems. I have a puzzle to put together, a masterpiece to assemble, as do you. So embrace your world. Follow your rules. Howl at your moon. Because if you do it right, it will be different. It will be yours. And that's not just okay, it's what makes life worth living. Do you believe? Do you believe that this world is yours? That space and that time are trustworthy passengers on your journey? Do you believe in the unseen? That what we know and what we don't, what's possible and impossible, they're not so different. They just need to be connected. Do you believe that one person can be the difference? That courage is a choice, and that if you have something to say, not saying it is a tragedy? Do you believe in your resilience? that when your back is against the wall, that when all seems lost, when everything is in doubt, we are presented an opportunity to evolve into something more. Do you believe that there is a way? That when the road ends, there is another path? That when you can't go around, you can go through? And when you can't go through, you can go over? Do you believe that the darkness before you is merely the absence of light? A light waiting to be created, brought to life? That nothing is meant to be, any void can be filled, and you are in fact the architect of that light. See, what you have before you, it's no easy path. It's not the simple one, or perhaps even the one you asked for, but it is, in all respects, yours. It may seem larger than you. Its uncertainties may make you question your decisions. Its complexity may prompt memories of simpler days, but none of this lasts. Because over your shoulder, what you've left behind will always tell a different story. Always remind you that you could have stayed home. You could have remained and accepted things as they were, dreamt about what might be. But rather than wait for time to expire and take your power into the ground like most ultimately do, you took to the sky. You let the stars, the infinite world beyond the horizon, guide you. And as much as you decided to be here, this path chose you. It chose you to make something new where there was once nothing. To exchange breath for the first time with an atmosphere conducive to your greatness. You did not know it was there the whole time, and how could you have? It wasn't visible to any naked eye. It wasn't accessible to the common man, but it's here now because you said yes. So please hold on to that courage because it's everything. The difference between accepting the now and rewriting history is belief. Belief in a tomorrow that is different from today. And as you make your way into this darkness, be proud. As you enter that which most wouldn't dare to confront, hold your head high when you falter, stumble, when the ground under you begins to shake. Believe not only in your pursuit, but in your resilience. Life remains cold and dark until we find the courage to do something about it. Until we step out of the shadows. See, you aren't escaping the emptiness you're leaving behind. No, you are the one who will give that emptiness life. The maker of a new universe. You are the architect of light.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.